Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today started with warm sunshine across major cities. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem enjoyed pleasant temperatures, while Haifa saw a mix of clouds. Tonight, expect mild conditions, perfect for an evening walk. Here are today's headlines. First, Egypt is hosting a critical round of negotiations today on the future of the Gaza Strip, as reported by Walla just 21 minutes ago. They're calling it the last chance before escalation. Also, 12 IDF soldiers were wounded in a drone strike near the Lebanon border earlier this hour, according to the Jerusalem Post. Also this hour, the Holon Junction train station, damaged during Operation Lion's Roar, resumes operations today, says Israel Hayom from earlier reporting. Separately, I-24 News reports that Bennett and Lapid have cemented their new political alliance with the name Together. And finally, Axios brings news from earlier today of a proposed 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, announced by Trump. Reaction has been swift on social media. Jewish Warrior 13, a commentator, posted just minutes ago that the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps Air and Space Force has vowed heavy and painful responses to enemy operations. Hal Hussein, a political analyst, wrote earlier today questioning how to explain state responsibility to the Lebanese and Palestinians regarding Hezbollah and Hamas. Amit Segal, a journalist, posted half an hour ago about Iran's efforts to break the U.S. naval blockade, with strategies ranging from diplomatic to aggressive actions. Let's go deeper. Starting with Egypt's efforts in the Gaza Strip. Walla reports that Cairo is pushing for a ceasefire agreement amid rising tensions. The talks are seen as a pivotal attempt to prevent further escalation in the region. A successful outcome could stabilize the area and ease humanitarian conditions. Turning to the incident on the Lebanon border, the Jerusalem Post details that Hezbollah's drone attack injured 12 IDF soldiers. This happened near an armored vehicle, escalating the conflict further. That strike follows a series of recent border skirmishes, increasing the risk of broader confrontation. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom notes that the Holon Junction train station is back in operation after repairs from a missile strike. This marks a significant step towards normalcy for commuters and the local economy. The resumption could boost public morale and confidence in infrastructure resilience. On the diplomatic front, Bennett and Lapid have formalized their alliance under the name Together, I-24 News reports. This new political movement aims to challenge existing power dynamics in the Knesset. It could reshape the political landscape and influence upcoming elections. Finally, Axios highlights Trump's announcement of a ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This temporary halt in hostilities could pave the way for broader peace talks involving Iran. However, it's politically sensitive for Netanyahu and may impact his diplomatic strategies. On the economic front, first, Checkpoint's shares fell, as reported by CTEC an hour ago. The cybersecurity firm faces growth challenges due to firewall weaknesses and is restructuring its sales team. Separately, Israel Hayom Business discusses the crossroads facing Israel's real estate market. As the nation enters its 79th year, it balances economic stability expectations against demographic pressures. And finally, Globes reports that Israeli credit card companies are eyeing Wizz Air's loyalty club. This follows Isracard's success with El Al's Flycard, sparking interest in new partnership opportunities. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.